Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Peter Doherty. I'm a Catholic priest and a psychologist who integrates both my training in psychology and scripture studies to help understand the Gospels and to seek out new pastoral teachings for Christians in these modern times. Today's podcast is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 9 to 17. This Gospel will be read in churches on May the 5th, 2024. I have to admit that I find preaching on the Gospel of John to be a challenge. According to scripture scholars, this Gospel was written around 125 AD. Likely, these are the reflections of the community that John founded. One has to consider the culture, the translation issues, and the time when the Gospel was written when reading and understanding the Gospel. Today's Gospel is no exception. John is writing on his favorite theme of love. We are given a command to love one another. I struggle with this because one cannot be commanded to love. Yes, one can fall in love over time, and there is research that supports the idea that close association with someone can lead to feelings of affection. However, I am left wondering if John is emphasizing the essential role love plays in the hearts of the followers of Christ. Many times Jesus spoke about love. Likely, most people are saying that it is impossible to love everyone. Without divine help, I suspect that is true. Probably the call to love described in the Gospel is aspirational. Christians desiring to follow Christ need to aspire to be loving. It's a non-negotiable. It's important to note that Jesus describes his love for his people as a willingness to lay down his life for his people, yet at the same time calling his people his friends. God chose the people. The people did not choose God. God chose us. It was God who made the first move. This love is to bear fruit, which is a poetic way of saying that the love just doesn't stay with us, but is meant to bring good things for others as well. There's also the promise that whatever we ask of God, we might receive. So what do we do with this seemingly impossible call to love? Many just dismiss this as impossible, as I mentioned. I am not ready to go that far. I recognize the love that John is speaking about is challenging. It doesn't stop there. Matthew speaks of loving our enemies and praying for them. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 48. Loving and praying for people who have hurt us sounds radical. As a psychologist, I would have loved to give Jesus a personality test. I wonder if his personality and values led to his ability to love so universally. If we were developing personality characteristics that Jesus had, I wonder if we would be able to increase our ability to love. Perhaps the Gospels will give us insight into Jesus' personality and values. The Gospels provide us with an account of Jesus' life. Let's look at some of his actions to get a sense of his personality and a greater sense of his call to love, even his enemies. God loved the people, but he also challenged them. He wanted the best for the people, but he sometimes displayed a tough love. He could be angry with people who abused or cheated other people. Chapter 21, 12 to 13, Jesus drove out the money changers who were cheating the people and disrespecting them. Firstly, he could be very loving and protective to those who needed. Jesus had a strong sense of community. As I mentioned in an earlier podcast, before Jesus performed his first miracle, he had his disciples. He was building a community. Of course, Jesus had his friends, but he did not exclude people who did not share his culture. He also reached out to the Samaritans and the Roman soldiers. He was always willing to share time with people. He was never too busy. I'm thinking of the story of Jesus and the little children and his reaction to when the disciples wanted to shoo them away. We see this in Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. Jesus was willing to cross hurtful barriers and treated different people with care and deference. I'm thinking of the Samaritan woman at the well. The woman herself reminds Jesus that he is speaking to a Samaritan and a woman, something that was counter to the culture at the time. John chapter 4, verse 9. Jesus is unfazed by her declaration, and I suspect the woman was intrigued with Jesus' response. Jesus was forgiving. There are many different references to Jesus' teaching and forgiving. The most profound act of forgiveness is found in Luke chapter 23, verse 34. When Jesus, on the cross, forgave his executioners. Jesus was also sensitive to the needs of others. I'm thinking of the wedding feast at Cana, chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, where Jesus made wine at a wedding for no other reason than to save the couple from embarrassment. Jesus made it clear that it was not yet his time to start doing miracles, but he reached out to the couple. When Jesus fed the multitude in the desert, Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 to 21, he showed his sensitivity. Jesus was a man of great faith, as shown in his teachings to the disciples. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, Jesus could be very compassionate towards the people, especially those who were at risk for being abused. He had compassion because the people were like sheep without a shepherd. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38. Jesus didn't have much patience for hypocrisy. He frequently criticized the Pharisees, who seemed more interested in social standing than helping the people. Matthew 23 is just one example. We gain insight of Jesus' love in his Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Chapter 5, 7 in Matthew. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. We will see these themes run throughout the Gospels. Jesus was submissive to God's will and obedient, even to the point of suffering and death on the cross. His beautiful prayer when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, just before his trial and crucifixion, "Your will be done." Luke chapter 2, verse 44. The Lord's Prayer provides us further evidence of being submissive to God's will in our life. Listen to the words, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, Jesus is described as gentle and humble. Prayer was important for Jesus, and we have many scripture passages where we are told that Jesus went to a lonely place to pray. These and many other personality traits that I've listed, and there are others, are motivated by Jesus' love. In our effort to heed the call to be loving, we embrace the challenge of being loving, we might start by focusing on and developing these personality traits in our own lives. Even if you don't possess these personality traits, you can learn and practice the skills and benefit from their impact in your life and in the life of others. Thank you for listening. I invite you to join me next week when I examine the Gospel of John and look at the call that each one of us have. If this is your first time you've heard my podcast and you're interested in hearing more, I urge you to listen to my podcast listed on the website. Every Sunday, I release a new podcast focusing on the Gospel for the following week. I invite you to listen to all the podcasts, and I hope the reflections are useful to you. The link to the podcast is https://a_psychologist_looks_at_scripture.buzzsprout.com. I'd like to also thank my team, Heather Patel-Doherty and Richard Coulomb, who have played an important part in the preparation for this podcast. If you have any questions or concerns, I can be reached by email at peter.doherty@gmail.com. That's peter.doherty@gmail.com. God bless and have a great week.